here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin, our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I do have some sources, and they are telling me that Alvin Bragg might be getting some cold feet. He's getting pressure now, but we'll see. That would be the Soros rogue, loathsome, phony prosecutor in Manhattan. I don't trust him regardless. Ron DeSantis came out today at a press conference. He was asked about all this. And here's what he said. Cut one, go.
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes. And what we've seen in Manhattan is we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe. And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong. I also think it's important to point out, when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile, politicized prosecution, and that's bad, but the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions, that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
Now, that is a pretty long statement. It's a couple minutes. And he's under attack. He's under attack by some individuals, not most, who support President Trump. Because he didn't agree or didn't say that he would use, for instance, the National Guard to prevent President Trump's extradition to New York. Should it come down to that? Now that's ridiculous. he should call out the National Guard. And to show you how moronic these people are, if the governor calls out the National Guard for a purpose like that, the president of the United States can countermand. Can countermand. Because those are federal troops, in essence. And it's been done many times before, particularly in the Civil Rights era. But they actually expect the governor of Florida to do that? Like that's going to work? Some of these people are as dumb as they come. And they seem to think if they get passionate and emotional and loud, that their asinine arguments will carry the day. But they won't. They'll still remain asinine arguments. So it's really quite idiotic to get people's hopes up that something like that could even happen and be successful. That's number one. Number two, he condemned the prosecutor. He condemned the case, such as it is right now. That's number two. And number three, he's under constant attack by people who support the former president and by the former president, including today, when the former president on his own social sites essentially accused Ron DeSantis of being gay. Didn't you get that out of there, Mr. Producer? Pretty much. That's what it seemed to be with me. Or potentially having relations with high school girls. It was pretty grotesque, to be perfectly honest. Pretty grotesque. And why did DeSantis deserve this kind of attack? I understand in all the polls he's number one or more likely number two right now. I understand that the campaign has as its strategy to beat him down as hard as they can beat him down. That may get you the nomination, but it's going to lose you the general election. There's just not enough people who want to hear this stuff or like it. So you've got to get through a primary, but get through a primary in a way where you can win the general election. And if you're going to lose conservative voters, because there's a percentage of conservatives who really support Ron DeSantis, then you don't have a shot. You need every damn vote you can get, especially conservative votes. You got to hold the conservative base. So to me, so much of this is unnecessary. So much of this is counterproductive. And it may have worked in 2016. It's not going to work again. It's just not. Now, how do I know this? I cannot tell you how many people come up to me in Florida and Virginia and say, Trump was a great president. I really love the man. But. And the but's always this stuff. And I just think to myself, you know, if you walk the high road, it would be so much easier, and he'd probably get so much more support. And this is just my opinion. And I think it's the opinion of many of you. No, the National Guard's not going to be sent out and surround Mar-a-Lago. That's not going to happen. That may be somebody's wet dream who's a moron, who has a podcast or some kind of platform and get a few people all worked up. But that's not how it works. It's just not how it works. If Bragg is dumb enough to bring this case, there is no question in my mind that whatever happens at the trial level will be eventually overturned. Damage will be done. It won't be a matter of the National Guard or anything else. And, of course, calling out the National Guard, that'll fix it with the voters too, won't it? I just don't get, you know, the stupid shouldn't be leading the arguments here. But the media, the radical left, corrupt Democrat Party media, they seize on it. They seize on it. And that's the truth. Now, what about protesting? The president has said that people should protest this. There's a good piece over at Red State by Brad Slager. The press that called to censor Trump cannot stop their compulsion to broadcast his words. It was the first week of March when something caught my eye and then strummed something in the back of my brain. He writes, it was a tweet from Maggie Haberman, and she was basically responding to a claim made by Donald Trump that he had not sought an endorsement from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. What struck me was she gave a screen cap of Trump's comments on the matter from Truth Social. There was a full quote from the despised former president, placed prominently on the social platform he had been chased off of in years prior, and whose reinstatement in the fall by Elon Musk had led to wailing from the press. So what's the point here? The point here is the media have discussed all day, over and over again, their lament that Donald Trump has encouraged people to protest. He should never have said it. But they've said it 1,000 times. And they've debated it 1,000 times. No, he shouldn't have said it. And so they're asking every Republican, you think people should protest? You think people should protest? And I have a question for the media. You think the people should be threatening Supreme Court justices at the Supreme Court where they have to put up a massive fence? Those are leftists, Democrats, who are trying to get to the court, who are banging on the steel door of the court. Remember all that, Mr. Producer? How about the campaigning, if you will, the protests, if you will, at the homes of Supreme Court justices? Or they're tracking them down on vacation or at restaurants, basically trying to intimidate them. Remember all that, America? Should they have been doing that? No. What'd the media say? Nothing. What did Merrick Garland do? Nothing. Protests. We're not talking about riots. Not talking about violence. We're talking about protests. Protests. Give you a perfect example. Here's Andrew Weissman. Weissman. A consummate leaker, and I don't mean depends, although that could be. And a vile, nasty SOB who put tens of thousands of people out of work, and in my view, has been an abusive career prosecutor. He's very concerned. Cut eight, go.
Final point is his language in Truth Social, where he stays just on this side of the law by saying you should protest. Of course, everyone has a constitutional right to protest.
What side of the law are you looking at, you moron? It's the First Amendment. You should protest. Oh, he's just on this side of the law. The totalitarian mentality of the left is so completely out of control. Go ahead.
The language, take our nation back, it's a little closer to the line. And it's notable to me that he did not say you should protest peacefully.
You should protest peacefully. So all of a sudden that phrase, which the January 6th committee never uttered, which the January 6th committee never showed on the video, which has been completely ignored by quote unquote prosecutors, suddenly it's relevant. It's material. It's determinative. You should protest peacefully. He didn't even utter those words. That's notable to me. It's notable. You think so, Clink? It's notable to him. But when he used those words on January 6th, it wasn't notable to him. He said protest. He didn't say riot. He didn't say storm. He didn't say violent. Why do they keep putting words in his mouth? Why do they keep projecting? Go ahead.
It was sort of conspicuous.
Ah, shut up, you runt. You punk. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I want to tell you about something to help you protect your retirement. People are worried about the economy because 2022 didn't go very well. For one thing, there's the crazy spending and debt created by Biden and the Democrats. That huge debt affects your savings, especially pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. It's one reason Americans get gold IRAs, to protect their hard-earned savings. Well, here's a company I trust to help you with a gold IRA, Augusta Precious Metals. What makes Augusta Precious Metals different? They'll tell you not to buy a gold IRA if it's not right for you. If you've saved $100,000 or more, say for your IRA or your 401k, sign up for a one-on-one web conference. To schedule, call 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. If you have a financial professional, obviously talk to them before making an investment decision. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com and check out the risk disclosures as well. No man is above the law. Have you heard that? Yes, the Democrats keep using that talking point. No man is above the law. But here's an opposite statement to that. No man is below the law either. Why are there four grand juries trying to take out Donald Trump? And, of course, there was the Mueller grand jury. That's five. And, of course, the Attorney General of New York, that's six. And why are these people all Democrats? Gee, must be a coincidence, don't you think? It's got to be, because Trump deserves it, don't you know? Oh, yes. He deserves it badly. And any of you who protest, just remember this. Do not protest like Black Lives Matter did. Or Antifa. No, 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 no. You need to be peaceful and civil. And I mean that. And I mean that. Peacefully protest. I don't encourage you to protest because it's not going to do a damn thing, quite frankly. But I'm not 100% convinced, and I could be dead wrong, America. Dead wrong, that Trump will be charged. Because the only people supporting this are Democrat operatives. Even most of their lawyers who get money from having actual clients, they know that their clients or future clients, should they have any, are going to think they're absolutely ambulance-chasing buffoons who can't win a case. You're going to follow Alvin Bragg and the other chipmunks right off the roof. And by the way, Alvin, I know I've gained 25 pounds. You look to me to be about 50 pounds overweight. You know what I mean, pal? I'll be right back. I want to tell you about something to help you protect your retirement. People are worried about the economy because 2022 didn't go very well. For one thing, there's the crazy spending and debt created by Biden and the Democrats. That huge debt affects your savings, especially pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. It's one reason Americans get gold IRAs, to protect their hard-earned savings. Well, here's a company I trust to help you with a gold IRA, Augusta Precious Metals. What makes Augusta Precious Metals different? They'll tell you not to buy a gold IRA if it's not right for you. If you've saved $100,000 or more, say for your IRA or your 401k, sign up for a one-on-one web conference. To schedule, call 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. If you have a financial professional, obviously talk to them before making an investment decision. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com and check out the risk disclosures as well.
America's most powerful conservative voice. The Mark Levin Show. Dial in now. 877-381-3811.
Where's the populist nationalists? Now, here's a headline from The Hill. Critic of Michael Cohen invited to testify in Trump probe. What kind of headline is that? Shouldn't it be prominent attorney to testify in Trump probe? No, he's a critic of Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, as you know, has been disbarred. He served 2 years or so in prison because he's a crook. And then the two main witnesses you see for the Manhattan district attorneys, Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. She's a paid what? What do you call her? A porno actress? I wouldn't call her a star of any kind that I'm aware of, but they used to call people like this paid prostitutes, but I guess that's not the case here. So that's what he's relying on, Bragg, the Soros prosecutor. Robert Costello is a well-known attorney and an excellent attorney. Now, what might he tell this grand jury? And I don't know what's so grand about it. According to the Hill newspaper, Robert Costello, one-time legal advisor to former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, appeared today before the New York grand jury investigating former President Trump over his alleged involvement in hush money payment. Why do they keep calling this hush money? It's a non-disclosure agreement, which is always about hush. How many of you have gotten severance pay from a company or a union or something like that, and they say, okay, in exchange for this, sign this document? Well, that's what that is. Costello, who recently represented Rudy Giuliani, confirmed to The Hill that he will be appearing before, did the grand jury. CNN reported his planned appearance earlier on Sunday. The leaks are unbelievable. The New York Slimes reported that people with knowledge of the matter said Costello will testify before the grand jury to attack Cohen's credibility. So here's another lawyer who represents Cohen saying Cohen's full of crap. Now, how did they get behind attorney-client privilege there? Because Cohen waived it. That's different than when Jack the Ripper Smith did in Washington, D.C. And the Obama judge there not only ordered President Trump's lawyer to testify about confidential attorney-client discussions, but to turn over his notes. And in fact, she didn't trust him, so she turned over his notes to the prosecution. What kind of judge is that? That's the kind of judge that Putin would love. Like a Putin judge. Now, let's continue. Cohen, a key witness in the case, said on Sunday he was asked to appear as a rebuttal witness at the Manhattan District Attorney's office. The Times also reported that Costello will be appearing before the grand jury at the request of Trump's legal team, likely in an effort to undermine Cohen's testimony about the hush money payments. Oh, undermine Cohen's testimony. You know, a long time ago, you know, life goes fast. Time goes very fast. When I was a debater in college, they talked about angel terms and phrases and devil terms and phrases and angel words and devil words. See, hush money is a devil phrase. It's intended to project a certain kind of negativity, as opposed to a non-disclosure agreement, which is a passive phrase. Hush money! Hush money! Oh, my God! Must be illegal. No, it's a non-disclosure agreement. Oh, well, now that you mention it, okay, I got it. And I noticed the media used this propaganda all over the place to slant their articles. Cohen told MSNBC's Alex Nitwit on Sunday that he did not know whether his appearance on Monday would be before the grand jury or just a meeting with the DA's office. He also signaled that another witness would appear on Monday, but didn't know who it was. Boy, he's a font of information coming out of the prosecutor's office. I don't know who the person is, he said. Obviously, once I find out who the person is, I'll know what the issue is because I was personally involved. Again, I don't know. It's a little premature for me to be answering any questions on a topic that I don't know who the person is and whether or not that person is or is not going to tell the truth. What a fantastic lawyer this mumble mouth used to be, I'm sure. What kind of law did he practice, actually? I'd love to know. Sounds like an idiot. A lot of idiots have law degrees, I hate to tell you. Maybe some of you are familiar with them. They've represented you. The New York grand jury probing the payment has come under a national spotlight this week after Trump said on Truth Social that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday in connection with the investigation. That's one of the smartest things he could have done, was announce it. So people could start saying, what the hell's going on here? The president also called for protests of his arrest, which has sparked concerns of violence. The jury's it'll be mostly peaceful, I'm sure, Mr. Producer. Should be anyway. Again, I don't encourage protests. I don't ever encourage them. People want to protest, they protest. I don't do that sort of stuff. I just don't. But then again, I have this platform, right? The jury's investigating Trump in relation to hush money payment. You know what's interesting? This hush money payment. Stormy Daniels gets $130,000, correct, Mr. Producer? For signing a non-disclosure agreement. She violates the agreement. And then unleashes all of this. But doesn't that show, in addition to what she does, that she has no character whatsoever? That is a legally binding agreement. When you sign a non-disclosure agreement, a confidentiality agreement, if you will, in exchange for a fee, look, shut the hell up and I'll give you this money. That's not illegal in this context. And she takes the money and she violates the contract. How come nobody points that out? I'll point it out. Now, Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison in 2018 for setting up the payment and paid $1.4 million in restitution and forfeited $500,000. Costello reportedly talked to Cohen about representing him in 2018 and then reached out to Trump officials about a pardon on Cohen's behalf. However, the relationship soured as Cohen became an outspoken Trump critic and Cohen refused to pay a legal bill from Costello, according to the New York Times. So this guy's been a sleazeball all along, this Cohen. Why should I start paying now? And of course, Costello was reached for comment, but he's not going to comment. So there is that. Oh my goodness. The country's going to hell, and look what these prosecutors are focused on. Crime? No. And this dim-witted Soros appointee, look at everything that Soros touched. It turns to absolute crap. He helped fund this Media Matters, big lie propaganda operation for the radical left Marxists. He funds these DAs across the country, who unleash holy hell on the nation, city after city, town after town, including this Alvin Bragg. Alvin! Yes? Anyway, this guy's Soros. Have you also noticed that Soros has never investigated? Nobody ever asked for his taxes. Nobody ever asked him to testify about all the things he's involved in to destroy our country. Nobody. Other billionaires are yanked before Congress. You know, oil executives are yanked, pharmaceutical. Hey, look what he's doing. This one, that one, the next one, and so forth and so on. Children of this politician, that one's taking it. There's Soros. He bought the whole damn Democrat Party and 98% of the media, I guess. How come he never testifies under oath? It's a shocking thing, isn't it? It is amazing. Maxine Waters was on MSNBC today, and that just shows you where MSNBC's head is at. I have an idea. Yes. You want somebody who has been unethical and potentially corrupt in the past, her husband, who has promoted violence, get in their face and punch them and all the other things that she has said? Maxine Waters heading the banking committee or whatever the hell they call it? While banks were in trouble, I have an idea over there at MSLSD. Let's have Maxine speak. Let's hear her pearls of wisdom. Barely literate, nonetheless. Cut 11, go.
Constantly, as I travel around the country.
She travels around the country constantly? Why would she travel around the country constantly? Is she running for something? I mean, I could see her traveling around her district constantly. Go ahead.
Constantly, as I travel around the country, people are asking me, when is he going to be arrested and indicted? Is he above the law? Hasn't he done enough so that...
When are you going to be arrested and indicted, and your husband? You know, as I'm listening to her, a little light bulb just went off, Mr. Producer. You remember when these members of Congress, like John Conyers, cut these deals with taxpayer money? When they were accused of sexual harassment? Remember that, Mr. Producer? And these women signed, maybe some of them were men, non-disclosure agreements? Remember that? Hush money? It's one of the reasons Conyers had to leave Congress. Remember this, folks? We never did find out how many of these deals were signed. And I'm just thinking about this. Maybe somebody mentioned it to me. I don't think so, but I'm just remembering this. All these deals that were signed under cover of darkness, when members of Congress were accused of sexual harassment, it paid for with your tax dollars, hush money. NDAs, but hush money. How many members of Congress use taxpayer dollars to give hush money to people to keep their mouths shut? And are they going to be prosecuted too? Under the theory that that provides them with a positive image when they run for re-election? So it's an illegal campaign contribution? That's the theory here. How many members of Congress have signed hush money deals, non-disclosure agreements? I want to know how many and who the hell are they? Anybody in Alvin Bragg's prosecutorial district? I wonder. How about Jack the Ripper Smith over there in Washington, D.C. and his Obama-affiliated family? What about them? What about the Attorney General of the United States, Merrickless Garland? Has he ever had people sign hush money agreements? Come on! How about Christopher Wray? Yeah? Oh, yeah. I would ask the Repubics on Capitol Hill to find out how many non-disclosure agreements have been signed that the Department of Justice, specifically the FBI as well, by the D.C. District Courts, including the trial courts and the appellate court. How many non-disclosure agreements? And obviously you have to sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, when you're hired as a clerk at the Supreme Court. That was the whole point. Somebody leaked the draft opinion in violation of their ethics and the code of behavior and a non-disclosure agreement. Wait a minute. You have to sign a hush money deal at the court? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Ooh, imagine that. And if the person who takes the money violates it, there can be legal action taken against them. So what's happened to Stormy Daniels, Mr. Producer? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I want to tell you about something to help you protect your retirement. People are worried about the economy because 2022 didn't go very well. For one thing, there's the crazy spending and debt created by Biden and the Democrats. That huge debt affects your savings, especially pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. It's one reason Americans get gold IRAs, to protect their hard-earned savings. Well, here's a company I trust to help you with a gold IRA, Augusta Precious Metals. What makes Augusta Precious Metals different? They'll tell you not to buy a gold IRA if it's not right for you. If you've saved $100,000 or more, say for your IRA or your 401k, sign up for a one-on-one web conference. To schedule, call 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. If you have a financial professional, obviously talk to them before making an investment decision. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com and check out the risk disclosures as well. So here we have a story about John Conyers. And by the way, he was the tip of the iceberg. Settled a wrongful dismissal complaint with a former female employee alleged Conyers made repeated sexual advances toward her female staff, according to BuzzFeed. And they paid her, what's it say here, $27,000 or something like that, Mr. Producer? In a confidential non-disclosure agreement. Hush, shh, hush, hush, buddy. Anybody prosecute John Conyers? And use tax dollars. And there's a score of them up there on Capitol Hill. And in the federal agencies. And in prosecutors' offices. Not necessarily for sexual harassment. But all these agreements. And you know who should be in the dock? Stormy Daniels. For violating the agreement. This is all ass backwards. Can I say that, Mr. Producer? Can I say it even when it involves Stormy Daniels? Maybe not. You know, as Maxine Waters goes, so goes the country. That's why I think we're going to hell right now. Because she is too. Just a thought. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would think so. If anybody's going to from Capitol Hill, she'd certainly be one of them. And others, too. But I would like to know about all these non-disclosure agreements that have been signed by law enforcement at the federal level, by prosecutors at the federal level, by White House officials. Wouldn't that be fun to know, America? And why aren't they all prosecuted? I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post. Deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Well, Xi is in Moscow with Putin. This is like Tojo and Hitler meeting. And who's the Mussolini? He would be the Islamo-Nazi who runs Tehran. What's happening here is when you abandon your superpower role as not just a leading military country, but a leading diplomatic country, the void is filled. That's what's happened throughout world history. The void is filled. When you're an ostrich and you put your head in the sand, or I guess the dirt, People don't just sit around and look. Look at that. His head's in the dirt. There's a void that's filled. You know, the funny thing is, evil is endless. We talked about this before. Endless wars. Every war is not an endless war, but evil is endless. You've had empires that have gone on for over 1,000 years. The Chinese have. The Romans did. The Egyptians did. Empires. About 120 years ago, the most powerful military force on the face of the earth were the British Empire. Remember, the sun never set on the British Empire. That's what they used to say. Not anymore. It sets on the British Empire all the time. There is no empire. Oh, they're so forward-looking. They're so progressive. What's interesting is, before World War II, we were not the most powerful country on the face of the earth. We were one of them after World War I. We became the most powerful country on the face of the earth because we had industries and, of course, people who, when push came to shove, stepped up. And the almighty capitalist economic system kicked in. And nobody could keep up with us. Nobody. Nobody. But from within, the American Marxists and the Democrat Party have done enormous damage to our economic system, to our civil system, to our psyche as a nation. They're not the only ones. The pacifist isolationists are doing exactly the same thing. So when we don't compete to control the Panama Canal, the communist Chinese control both ends of it. When we don't compete to keep our status at the Solomon Islands the way it was after World War II, including Guadalcanal, the communist Chinese step in and they get a deep water port. If we don't keep our status in parts of Africa, including the Congo, the communist Chinese step in and they take control over all the cobalt. If we don't keep our status in the South China Sea, the communist Chinese step in and claim ownership. Claim ownership of islands off of Japan, islands off of the Philippines. Build their own islands and weaponize them. Claim control over navigable waters and international airspace off of Vietnam, where Vietnam even comes to us. And the Australians, too. When you leave an international void, somebody fills it. And in this case, the communist Chinese are filling it. And they've been wanting to fill it for a couple of decades now. And here they are. They've stolen our technology. They have built on our technology. They have fused their civil and military economies together, with the military economy taking the lead over the civil economy. They have a draft military. People are consigned. They have built special missiles to take out our aircraft carriers, designed just to take out our aircraft carriers. They've built killer satellites to take out our GPS system, so the infantry on the ground is blind, as are our ships, as is the Air Force. They're filling the void. And now they're meeting with Russia under the pretense of trying to negotiate some kind of settlement between Russia and Ukraine. Don't you suspect that they've already talked to the Russians? their allies? Of course they have. Communist Chinese are rooting for Russia against Ukraine because they can see themselves in a similar position when it comes to Taiwan. I look at what happened in Afghanistan. You know, we could have won that war in Afghanistan. It didn't have to be a quote-unquote forever war, a 20-year war. It would have required the kind of massive bombing and overwhelming force that was used during World War II. But we didn't want to do it. We didn't want to do it. And then under Biden, of course, we surrendered. They gave all of our enemies hope, leaving tens of billions of dollars in weaponry, leaving our friends who assisted us over there, God knows what's happened to them, leaving the women to the designs of the Taliban. The Taliban represents about 12% of the population of Afghanistan. I'm not saying we should have stayed longer. I don't believe we should have. But to have an exit the way we had this exit, everybody agrees except the idiot in the Oval Office, it was a complete disaster. But people say that sent a signal to Putin. That sent a signal to Communist China. It sent a signal to the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran and the right. And if we stop funding the people in Ukraine, what kind of signal will that send? That's Europe. That's not some hilly location over there. That is Europe, where two wars have broken out, World War I and World War II. Unfortunately, I'm reading some of the most moronic, asinine, stupid columns on why pacifism is the way of the future for conservatives. And they are just filled with labels and nothing more. There are no arguments. They don't even look at what Putin has said, what his lieutenants have said about the Black Sea, about Moldova, about Romania, about Bulgaria, about Poland, about the Balkan states, about Finland. They don't even address it because they're clowns. They have no intellectual integrity or honesty. And if you raise questions, the problem with you is, you see, you're thinking like people in the past. And I've told you this many times, they sound like Marxists, people of the past. I guess we should eliminate all of our real history courses. It's called knowledge based on experience. That's a good thing. Knowledge based on experience. Parents, grandparents, generations now gone. They have existed. They do exist. You can learn a lot from them. The world doesn't begin today because some 28, 30, 35-year-old decides he or she has a new theory. New theory. Oh, that's good. You do? Oh, yes, I do. No wonder they don't call themselves conservatives anymore, because they have nothing to do with it. Populists. What does that mean? If I vote you off the island, that's it? Even if I own the island? Yes, that's right. Populists. They don't even know the populace was the predecessor to socialists. It's okay. That's what I'm here for, education. Chinese leader Xi arrived in Moscow today for a three-day visit that shows off Beijing's new swagger in world diplomatic affairs and offers a welcome political lift for Russia President Vladimir Putin just days after an international arrest warrant was issued for him, a war crimes charges related to the war in Ukraine. You know what's amazing about this? First, if I may critique it, this is the Associated Press. That's a run-on sentence. You lose your breath reading that sentence, Mr. Producer. No comma, no semicolon, no colon, no period, no exclamation mark, nothing. Nothing. China and Russia have described Xi's trip as an opportunity to further deepen their no limits friendship. Oh, what's that mean? Ooh. China looks to Russia as a source of oil and gas for its energy-hungry economy and as a partner in standing up to what both see as a U.S. domination of global affairs. The two countries also held joint military drills. I'm going through this article. I'm going through it more, all the way to the bottom. After all, this is the Associated Press, the biggest wire service on the face of the earth. And I keep going, and I'm looking, and I'm going, and I'm looking. It's a long piece. And there's nothing about Joe Biden in here. There's nothing about Joe Biden in here. Well, what's that all about? Because Joe Biden has failed diplomatically, as he has failed militarily. When it comes to Ukraine, too little, too late, or as Nixon used to say, TL squared. And that's Joe Biden. And so here we have Xi now, not only with all these military installations, not even worse, he's been loaning, quote unquote, tens of billions to the tune of about 100 and some billion dollars to countries throughout Central and South America. And as collateral, they use bases and water ports and infrastructure projects and all the rest of it. They're like the mob. So geographically, they're outpositioning us. They're in our hemisphere in violation of the Monroe Doctrine. And they are all over the place. They're in striking distance of both of our coasts. They're building nuclear silos at a breakneck speed. Oh, and by the way, they're building coal power plants. Did you read that, Mr. Producer? Two a week. Two a week! Thank God for climate change and the fact that we are destroying our economy and our economic status, our superpower status. But the communist Chinese, they're looking for it. They know what they're doing. It's Xi. Xi knows what he wants and knows what he's doing. Now, I don't know. I wrote in Liberty and Tyranny about globalism. And when I wrote about globalism, what I was talking about there, and I guess a lot of these half-wits, nitwits, and dimwits who fancy themselves intelligent, who show up in different press events and write columns, I guess they misunderstood what I said, even though it was in plain, understandable English. Globalism means when you surrender your sovereignty to international organizations, institutions, and other countries. It doesn't mean economic activity. Of course we need to have economic activity with other countries. We don't have all the material we need for the things we use in this country. We're a net user of material. So when some leftist like Obama or somebody else says, oh, you're 3-4% of the world's population, but you use 25% of the material in the world, well, of course we do, because we're more efficient, we're capitalists. You know, we've given up. We're not feudalists. We're not communists. So the reason we use more is because we put it to good use, not because we're hoarding it. And so we need things that other people have. We need natural resources that other people have, even though we're blessed with so many here. We need certain skill sets that other people have. That doesn't mean we throw away our own industries through tax policies, labor policies, environmental policies, and all kinds of harassment techniques. No. We should support enterprise in this country so fewer of them will leave. And we can encourage other countries' industries to come to the United States. Wouldn't that be a difference? So globalism doesn't mean you don't participate in the global economy. That would be suicide. And by the way, we have tens of millions of people in this country that rely on it, not just for their sustenance, but for a job. What is meant by globalism, notice how words are purposely changed to fit ideological purposes, it really drives me nuts, is surrendering the nation's sovereignty, whether it's governmental, institutional, cultural, whatever it is, to other countries and other institutions. That's what's meant by that. More when I return. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Did you know Pure Talk saves the average family over $900 a year when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's right. Save $900 a year on your wireless bill and still enjoy ultra-fast 5G service. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $30 a month. And Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their service, they're backing it up with a 100% money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to woke corporations like Verizon, and AT&T or T-Mobile every month, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, and then start enjoying the perks like a U.S. customer service team that will make your switch easy, supporting a company that is veteran-owned and shares your values and that has you covered with a money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code L-E-V-I-N Podcast. Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Restrictions apply. See site for details. He had an important footnote to this, too. So commerce is international. If it wasn't, we'd be a very poor country. However, national security is crucial. So there's certain things you simply cannot sell to the enemy or an adversary unless you want to commit suicide as a nation. And there's certain industries that must be homegrown unless you want to commit suicide as a nation. Now, one of those nations, Communist China. Another one is the Islamo-Nazi regime in Iran and the inbred regime in North Korea. And now the fascistic regime in Russia that keeps threatening us. You don't sell cutting-edge technologies to these countries. You don't sell, I think it was Khrushchev who said it. No, I think it was Lenin, actually. The rope with which we won't hang ourselves. So you got to make, you know, you have to have discernment about some of these activities, so you don't have free trade with nations that are going to cut your throat. I'll be right back. Did you know Pure Talk saves the average family over $900 a year when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's right. Save $900 a year on your wireless bill and still enjoy ultra-fast 5G service. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $30 a month. And Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their service, they're backing it up with a 100% money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to woke corporations like Verizon, and AT&T or T-Mobile every month, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, and then start enjoying the perks like a U.S. customer service team that will make your switch easy, supporting a company that is veteran-owned and shares your values and that has you covered with a money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code L-E-V-I-N Podcast, Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More logic than allowed by law. The Mark Levin Show. Call now at 877-381-3811.
So everyone who opposes the pacifists or the surrender wing of the Republican Party, whether it's the killing of Soleimani, who killed many, many American soldiers and horribly maimed so many, or helping to support Ukraine with weapons and funding, they're doing the fighting, or any number of situations of that sort. Those people are not globalists. They can't even come up with a single name, or neoconservatives. Or what else do they come up with? Whatever it is. They don't even have a name. They know they're not conservatives, though, because they've stopped calling themselves conservatives. But they're new. They're new thinkers. Nobody's ever thought their thoughts before. And anybody who disagrees with them, they're old thinkers. Like Aristotle, you know, Cicero, Adam Smith, Edmund Burke, the framers of the Constitution. These are old thinkers. I guess the Bible is old thinking, too. It's an amazing thing. People want to go to the holy sites in the Middle East and see what those men and women had to say and how they did, but why? They're old thinkers. The Ten Commandments, that's old thinking. Come on. Natural law, natural rights, no. Unalienable right, no. It's a new day. Populism. I want to ask you a question. I'm quite serious about this. Do you support little r republicanism or populism slash democracy? Do you think the people, through some kind of plebiscite, should determine whether you have unalienable rights, whether you can own property, whether you can vote, whether you have a right to a gun, whether you get due process, whether there needs probable cause to arrest you? Do you think people should just keep voting? Or we take polls, better yet? Or do you think these are God-given rights? Republic. So when you hear people say they're populists, are they not confusing that with populism, with Americanism? I don't think they are anymore. I used to think that. I don't think they are anymore. I think they actually reject the Constitution and reject republicanism, small r republicanism, every bit as much as the left, which is why they keep sounding more and more like the left. So I don't think they're populists, even. I think they're leftists now. I actually think they're leftists. I mean, if you're going to act like George McGovern, then you're George McGovern. Why pretend? You're not coming up with any new theories. I'm quite serious about this. Now, Peter Ducey's at the White House today, which is his hangout, and they rolled out John Kirby on the Xi stuff. And this is really pathetic. And here he is duking it out with John Kirby, who's some kind of an admiral. Not that he's ever seen actual action. He's moved up the ranks as a press guy. Admiral Kirby. How come I'm not an admiral here on the radio network, Mr. Producer? Shouldn't it be Admiral Mark? I'm the senior judicial fellow and the director of DEI here, am I not? Shouldn't I be the, not the rear admiral, we'll leave that for somebody else. I should be the admiral. Anyway, Peter Ducey, go, cut 15.
Russia and China, it seems like this these two superpowers are teaming up now against the U.S. Why did President Biden let this happen?
Peter, these are two countries that have long chafed, as I said to Jeff, long chafed.
They're chafing? Wait a minute. They have long chafes over there. Xi and Putin are chafing. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? Might want to send them some powder. Anyway, go ahead.
At U.S. leadership around the world, and the network of alliances and partnerships that we have. This is not something that these two countries just cooked up since President Biden got elected.
Well, it kind of is, actually. Even going back to the days of Nixon, they were able to turn Russia and China into adversaries, if not enemies. India was aligned with Russia. Pakistan was aligned with communist China, and so be it, down the road, or down the countries. So, diplomatically, there are things that can be done and should have been done. I want to educate the populist columnists here. That can be done and should be done diplomatically to try and keep these powers apart, but we failed. And we also failed in the Middle East under Biden, because now Saudi Arabia has run into the arms of all countries, Iran and China and Russia, because of Biden and because of the prior Israeli regime. You know, one of the smartest people I know when it comes to the Middle East, and especially Russia, is my stepson, David. No better, no smarter, just brilliant. And he studies this day in and day out. And he meets hundreds and hundreds of people there and here who he works with on a regular basis. And he told me, he's the one that said, the prior regime, before the Netanyahu regime, government, the Iranians saw how weak that government was. They saw how weak the Biden administration is. So they figure, Iran's getting nukes. China's becoming more powerful than the United States. So they ran into the arms of those countries. And this is a huge problem. Huge problem now. Go ahead.
And that they have been
since he's been president, he has talked tough. He tried to pressure Putin and Xi to act right or risk their standing on the world stage. Does he see now that they don't care?
I think if you ask a lot of Russians, they certainly care. I mean,
okay, let's go ask a lot of Russians, Mr. Producer. Let's go ask all the Russians in Ukraine if they care what they think. What a stupid response. Go ahead.
Is barely being propped up by some pretty radical measures by Mr. Putin. Their military has...
So what? That's what Putin does. That's what these regimes do. He asked you about the alliance, which is strong now, between China and Russia, not what the Russian people think about Putin. Like they're going to have a vote. They're not populist over there, by the way. Go ahead.
Roundly embarrassed inside Ukraine, and they continue to lose ground there. And as for China, again...
Hey, Schmuck, that's why they're building an alliance stronger than ever with China. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? Go ahead.
The president has really revitalized and restored alliances and partnerships that were let go, if not ridiculed.
In the prior regime... He's restored alliances, ladies and gentlemen. You know why NATO has spent more money than ever before? Because of Trump. Built alliances. Really? Israel had the Abraham Accords. Right now we have Biden telling the Israelis how to run their domestic side of the economy, how to run the domestic side of their judicial reform. I mean, this jerk Biden, he's trying to destroy the Supreme Court. He keeps trashing the independence of the court. And then over in Israel, he's telling them how to handle their judicial reform. Good God, he wants to spread his stupidity internationally. Go ahead.
This administration, we have prioritized them. And there's no other nation around the world that has this alliance and partnership network that we do.
This alliance and partnership network has been built over the course of 100 years. It hasn't been built by Mr. Low IQ and the commies that surround him and the Neville Chamberlains that surround him. It hasn't been built by him. It was built by prior administrations. It was built by prior militaries within our country. It was built by prior diplomats. It wasn't built by you, you schmo. This administration basically is filled with diplomatic arsonists. You want to know the truth? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Did you know Pure Talk saves the average family over $900 a year when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's right. Save $900 a year on your wireless bill and still enjoy ultra-fast 5G service. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $30 a month. And Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their service, they're backing it up with a 100% money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to woke corporations like Verizon and AT&T or T-Mobile every month, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, and then start enjoying the perks like a U.S. customer service team that will make your switch easy, supporting a company that is veteran-owned and shares your values and that has you covered with a money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code L-E-V-I-N Podcast. Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Restrictions apply. See site for details. All right. Here we are. Yes, indeed. Chinese ships swarming Vietnamese waters, think tank says. This is American Military News. It's originally published in Radio Free Asia. After finishing with the Philippines, Chinese maritime militia. See, the Chinese have a whole maritime militia. Massive numbers of vessels that they use to harass and even sink fishing ships of other countries. The boats apparently, the Chinese maritime militia and fishing boats apparently swarmed inside Vietnamese exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea, according to a Vietnamese research organization citing vessel tracking data. A 2,600-ton Chinese survey vessel, the Hayahawa, had lingered inside Hanoi's EEZ as well, signaling, quote, a possible operation, unquote, there, the South China Sea Chronicle Initiative also reported. According to the SCI, the number of Chinese vessels in the economic zone increased measurably in the first 2 weeks of March, almost tripling the number observed at the end of February. The data was collected using automatic identification system signals. The Chinese vessels have also been operating deep inside Vietnam's EEZ. They are operating within Vietnam's territorial waters. And they are fishing there. And they're taking it over. That's what they're doing. They've also been operating inside Vietnam's EEZ up to just 20 nautical miles from the Gwangyang coast. The fishing and militia vessels often are accompanied by the Chinese Coast Guard. Meanwhile, the Chinese research and survey ship, also known as the, I can't pronounce these names, spent hours in Vietnamese-controlled waters before entering an area of overlapping claims in the South China Sea. Imagine that. Vietnam, Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and China all claim parts of the strategic waterway, but the area claimed by Beijing is by far the largest. China and neighboring countries have been at loggerheads over Beijing's oil and gas exploration in the sea. They just take it. According to the ship tracker marine traffic, they were in the Vietnamese water for more than 17 hours. It looks like the ship was conducting an operation here. Hanoi has repeatedly complained about the activities of Chinese survey vessels, so-called, calling them a violation of Vietnamese sovereignty. Well, it is. And in 2019, a protest broke out in front of the Chinese embassy in Hanoi. And a survey ship, which had operated for months in Vietnamese-controlled waters. The next year, the same ship was involved in a month-long standoff with a Malaysian oil exploration vessel. And the biggest confrontation to date between Vietnam and China over oil and gas in the South China Sea was 2014, when China moved a drilling platform into Vietnamese waters. Oh, yeah. Hey, these things happen, Mark. You know, whatever. It's none of our business. I mean, for crying out loud, it's all the way over there. You know, I'll be right back. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion-dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. So this Silicon Valley Bank goes under. And one of the reasons it goes under is because it's practicing ESG. Environment. Diversity. And governance. Without the G. In other words, this radical left agenda that financial institutions are imposing on other businesses to force them to advance this radical Marxist agenda, putting money into windmills and battery operated socks and propeller caps and all the rest of it. It's a bad bet because it ain't working. Wait till 5 or 10 years from now when people really are freezing to death. So Congress voted, and they passed a law that said that these institutions have to focus on profitability. They have to focus on return for investment for people that are pension seniors and others who are invested in mutual funds and certificates of deposit, you know, just basic investment instruments. Because the Trump administration was telling all these companies, all these banks, all these financial institutions that they could, in fact, use ESG, and the Securities and Exchange Commission is indeed requiring it. It's climate change and critical race theory. That's what it's basically been, equity. So this is from the Associated Press. President Joe Biden issued the first veto of his presidency today in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Congress since Republicans took control of the House in January, a move that serves as a prelude to bigger battles with GOP lawmakers on government spending and the nation's debt limit. These run-on sentences are unbelievable. But yes, Biden sought to kill a Republican-authored measure that would ban the government from considering environmental impacts or potential lawsuits when making investment decisions for people's retirement plans. Excuse me? Environmental impacts or potential lawsuits, it goes well beyond that. And so here's the Associated Press, who wrote this damn thing. Zeke Miller and Seungmin Kim, two propagandists for the left. In a video released by the White House, Biden said he vetoed the measure because it put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. Let me tell you something about the use of language here. The use, or should I say the abuse of language, is something that has been perfected by totalitarian regimes, whether national socialists, straight-up fascists, Marxists, any combination thereof. So the plain understanding of words has changed. In addition, new words are created. New words are created. And the whole goal here is to promote propaganda and ideology and to brainwash you. So the language is dumbed down. The language is changed. Words lose their meaning. Words change their meaning. They rewrite the dictionary. Literally, you've seen dictionaries rewritten. So here you have Republicans trying to protect the retirement savings of seniors and individuals who aren't yet senior but putting their money in. And Biden says he vetoed their bill because they, quote, put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. So literally, the party and the people who are trying to protect your savings, including your retirement savings, are accused of putting them at risk. That's what totalitarian regimes do, and that's what's between Joe Biden's ears. Totalitarian applesauce. And so he says stuff like this. He says Republicans, you see, seek to defund the police, defund law enforcement, by voting against the $1.7 trillion inflation bill. Because there was money in there, should a state or locality want to use it for cops, they could have. That was never a budget issue. It was an ideological issue. Defunding the police was never about spending and budgets. It was about cutting them off at their knees. It was an ideological policy decision. But it doesn't matter. By the time you explain it, nobody gives a damn. And so Joe Biden has a knack for totalitarian speak. Because more and more, that's what he is, a totalitarian. I have signed here in my hand student loan forgiveness, $1 trillion. Wait, that's Congress. Doesn't matter. Now, 3 months earlier, he said only Congress could do it. Now he can do it. I've decided not to follow these immigration laws. They're untidy. They're interrupting my goals here. It's an impeachable offense. Now, his first veto, writes the Associated Press, represents a more confrontational approach at the midway of Biden's term in office. See, it's not about what he's done to people's pensions now and their savings. It's the effect it has on poor Joe Biden. Biden is more confrontational. Has to be. He's up against the repubes. Now, Zeke Miller is the chief White House correspondent for the Associated Press. Ziggy. He faces a GOP-controlled House that is eager to undo parts of his policy legacy and investigate his administration and his family. This is Zeke. Complicating matters for Biden, several Democratic senators are up for re-election next year in conservative states, giving them political incentive to put some distance between them and the White House. Hello, what does this have to do with the ESG crap? Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But Zeke must be very, very sharp. He is the chief White House correspondent for the Associated Press. The measure vetoed by Biden ended would have effectively reinstated a Trump-era ban on federal managers of retirement plans, considering factors such as climate change, social impacts, or pending lawsuits when making investment choices. In other words, they're supposed to consider what's in your financial best interest. Isn't that what you expect of people? But what Biden is doing is he's essentially stealing your money and applying it to what he wants to apply it to. The veto could also help calm some anger from environmentalists. They're not environmentalists anymore. They're Marxists. They're degrowth Marxists who've been upset with the Biden administration for its recent decision to greenlight the Willow Oil Project, a massive and contentious drilling project in Alaska. There were five sites. They cut them down to two. And they nationalized close to 20 million acres of land. That is preventing people from using them to drill on. And the no-growth, degrowth Marxists are still ticked off. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we upset you? But critics say so-called environmental, social, and governance investments, ESG, allocate money based on political agendas, such as drive against climate change, rather than on earning the best returns for savers. Republicans in Congress who push the measures set environmental or social consideration in investments by the government. Just another example of being woke. Why don't you mention the bank that failed, the Silicon Valley Bank, Zeke? And why don't you mention that seniors have a right to the best return on their money? It's their money. It's not Biden's, and it's not, it doesn't belong to the environmentalists, does it? Biden's veto is likely to prevail. Just three Democrats in Congress, one in the House, two in the Senate, supported Republicans of the matter, of course. Jared Golden of Maine was the sole Democrat to back the resolution in the House. Tester and Manchin, the only Democrats in the Senate. This is a radical agenda being pushed by Biden. Means nothing to him. He will never suffer. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our friends at Blaze.com. You have to wonder why anybody's left in California who is not an illegal alien or doesn't have some other real reason to be there, because the Democrats there are making it impossible to live a free life there, a good life there, a safe life there, making it miserable. And then, of course, they expropriate an enormous amount of money from the people who actually earn a living and pay the taxes. Michelle Blood over at The Blaze, Skittles, Campbell's Soup, Hostess Donuts, Jelly Beans. I mean, Jelly Beans, Reagan's favorite candy. And more could be banned under a proposed bill. A California lawmaker introduced a bill banning additives used in Skittles, Jelly Beans, Campbell's Soup, some bread brands, and more. CNET and other outlets report Californians shouldn't have to worry that the food they buy in their neighborhood grocery store might be full of dangerous additives or toxic chemicals, said California Assembly member Jesse Gabriel, a Democrat, in a press release. Remember what I said about the abuse of language? Remember what I said? Gabriel is the chair of the Assembly Committee on Privacy and Consumer Protection. This bill will correct for a concerning lack of federal oversight and help protect our kids, public health, and the safety of our food, he said. There's no end. There's just no end to this stuff. If enacted, beloved candy, soups, and breads would become illegal to manufacture or sell in the state. Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Jelly Beans, Trident Sugar-Free Gum, Pez, Hostess Desserts, Campbell's Soup, Old El Paso Queso Sauce, certain brands of breads, and more. The bill would be the first in the United States to ban the use of the named additives in processed foods. Gabriel notes that processed foods and candies containing the substances are marketed to children, low-income consumers, and communities of color. So it's racist. Do you know why we have processed foods in the first place, Mr. Producer? The whole process was genius. I watch these programs. Forget if it's A&E or the History Channel. On all these different food brands and how they came to us and why they came to us. How they came to us and why they came to us. As people were moving more and more people to this, to what would become these cities and inner cities, there was an enormous amount of poverty. You're talking about the late 1800s, early 1900s. And housing was quite poor. And the food was a disaster. Why? Because it would rot. The meat would become rancid. There was nowhere to put it. There weren't refrigerators and stuff. You had ice blocks and salt. So people were literally getting sick. Some of the food was put in various chemicals that they didn't know were even toxic at the time. Some were stored in food in the wood shavings, wood dust, to protect them from animals. And so as more and more people were moving into these cities, more and more people were getting stomach cancer and ulcers and all kinds of illnesses and diseases from this food. So one entrepreneur after another was trying to figure out how to develop food, a food source that could be, you know, that could last for a few weeks or even a few months. And so that's what they did. They developed these various foods, cereals, eventually Heinz ketchup, which was always in a clear glass container so people could see that it wasn't part turpentine, which was what was happening. And on and on and on. And Swanson's Foods was developed the same way. A fisherman who lived in his own cabin trying to do, how do I keep fish fresh beyond a day or two? And so that's how they developed over time, frozen foods, and then they had to develop what? Train cars that could move the food to keep it frozen. So you had refrigerated train cars, and one thing led to another. So, of course, we attack fast food today. We attack processed food today, potato chips, candy, all the rest of it. And yet it was that process of processing the food 100 years ago, 120 years ago, 80 years ago, 75 years ago. They kept so many people fed who would have otherwise been very, very sick. Very sick. And things work in cycles, apparently. So now, no processed foods. I want organic. Organic food. But that's why we have processed foods. Because during much of the last century, and the tail end of the century before that, people were starving and people were getting very, very sick. Because you really couldn't get food from the field to somebody's mouth, or you certainly couldn't save it for a period of time. And that's where refrigerators were developed, freezers were developed, processing food was developed, the wrapping, packaging of food was developed, and on and on and on and on. It's called America. It's a great place, America. And that's how many of these companies became as big and wealthy as they were. Not because they were ripping people off, but because they were feeding people. If you ever get a chance to watch one of these shows in the series, again, I don't remember if it's A&E or the History Channel, I would encourage you to do it. because they turn these men, forget about food, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Mellons, into these very evil capitalists. We wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have light bulbs. We wouldn't have mass transportation. We wouldn't have cars. We wouldn't have all these things but for these men. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Should we keep going? I think we will. D.C. area, from our friend John Solomon, Just the News. A county in the D.C. area hides creepy and intrusive DEI survey for employees, elected official says. Diversity, equity, inclusion, which has nothing to do with any of it. Yesley Vega, it's really too bad. She just missed getting elected to the House. She would have been fantastic. Just missed. Shares a complaint from Prince William County employee about now hidden survey. You know, what's going on in these local governments and these schools is beyond imagination. A suburban Virginia county near Washington, D.C. is retroactively hiding diversity, equity, inclusion-related materials from the public as a Republican elected official calls attention to its activities. Prince William County Supervisor, a superb woman, Yesley Vega, who lost a closely watched House race in November, posted the, quote, creepy and intrusive, unquote, DEI survey sent to county employees after the Office of Equity and Inclusion. Have you seen how this industry of these offices and directors popped up so fast, Mr. Producer? Boom. They're just all over the place. It's amazing. Demographic questions that employees could not avoid. The survey's first section, labeled Demographic Assessment, starts with a mandatory question probing the employee's gender identity. The supervisor read the employee's email into the record at a Tuesday board meeting and posted the employee's communications, agreeing to release of a sanitized version of the complaint, omitting identifying details. Time after time, she said, this Orwellian office has exceeded our worst expectations, Vega's office said in a written statement. The sexual lives of our employees is none of their business and shows why this office must be terminated and the taxpayers of Prince William County, Virginia, refunded with savings. Equity and Inclusion Officer Maria Burgos told Vega in an email obtained by Potomac Local News that the Diversity Learning Solutions survey cost $78,000, and the Burgos removed it because Vega made it public. It will be reopened, quote, once we can ensure his instrument of measure has not been compromised, said Burgos, whose yearly salary as of last summer, ready? $162,000. Equity and Inclusion Officer, Mr. Producer. $162,000 doesn't include medical coverage, doesn't include pension, doesn't include all that stuff. The survey isn't the first product involving Burgos to disappear from public view after Vega and others made a stink. Vega said the Virginia Department of Education, which appointed Burgos to its culturally relevant and inclusive education practices advisory committee when she worked in county schools, unlisted its two-year-old video on culturally relevant teaching in which Burgos cited texts on critical race theory in her presentation. Unlisting means the video can't be found through searches anymore. You know, you go to work, or maybe you're retired, you stay home, or you're working mom or dad at home, whatever. You assume the local government's, you know, moving along. You assume the schools, your kids are there, they're safe. None of it's true. The radicals have taken over all these institutions. Vega's office said she obtained the removed survey from a Freedom of Information Act request. So here you have a supervisor that has to file a Freedom of Information Act request. Their identity gender questions offers 10 options. including a free form box that asks respondents to please specify their unlisted identity, but no option to withhold. The mandatory generation and race ethnicity questions include opt-out boxes, while the sexual orientation question is fully optional. Don't you get the feeling these supervisors who are in charge of these surveys are perverts or something, Mr. Bedusa? With the kids and the libraries and the pornography and the men dressed as women, typically they're fat, bouncing around and dancing. The gender identity question offers 10 options. Now, the questionnaire doesn't clearly explain why demographic questions are mandatory, optional, or include prefer not to answer boxes. Vega told the employee complained in their initial exchange that Burgos's office released a similar survey 2 years ago that did not receive the feedback they hoped for, and the topic was never brought up again. Every peer with whom I've discussed the survey felt across the line, and that the office is a waste of county resources. Employee resistance has prompted some departments to make their training sessions mandatory for select employees in order to bolster attendance. You will tell us what you think your gender is. Whether you like it or not, you're going to tell us what you think your gender is. Or genders. Or whether you think you're a mouse or a squirrel. You're going to tell us. And it goes on. Isn't that fascinating? The Burgos office and Prince William County Media Relations did not respond to queries. Those would be questions about Vega's allegations and posted materials. While she's worth every penny of that $162,000 working behind everybody's back, what do you think your gender is? I don't know. What do you think your gender is? Hey! Now you've crossed the line. What do you mean? You asked me, I'm asking you. Hey! You've just sexually harassed me. No. You asked me what my gender is. I'm asking you what you think yours is. Hey! I'm going to write you up. For what? Sexual harassment. Now, what's your gender? I'm not telling you. What's yours? Hey! I'm going to write you up again! I can see this discussion, Mr. Producer. Not very pretty. All right. Well, that's what's happening in the D.C. area, where the roads are never finished. They're always expanding them and overpasses, where they're always building new schools, and where the money's always flowing in the suburbs around Washington, D.C. I've never seen anything like it. It's really, there's not a reality around here. It's incredible. When I moved to Loudoun County over 20 years ago, when my family and I moved to Loudoun County, it's a fairly rural area. Not completely, but fairly. And I'll tell you what I've noticed. So I think the Board of Supervisors are doing this behind the backs of the population, and you folks ought to be looking at this too. Remember we talked about this HUD initiative that Obama pushed and then Biden pushed? That is, not building single-family homes, but pushing high-density, you know, apartments and condos and relatively small townhouses. Remember that discussion, America? You remember that, Mr. Producer? Of course you do. So in this county, I haven't heard it discussed, but you know what I'm noticing? I am noticing that there's almost no single-family home development in and around where I live. That they're using every patch of grass that they can find to put gas stations and also, cheap townhouses and these 4 or 5 level buildings that are apartment buildings and condos. In other words, dense housing everywhere. Around Leesburg, Virginia, Ashburn, Virginia, throughout the county of Loudoun. So I think the Democrat board, with the Democrat chairperson, who happens to be a birthing person, by the way, or maybe a past birthing person, I don't know, I don't ask. I think they've approved something. because I've never seen such dense housing, if you will, ever around here. They used to build homes with big lots and so forth. They're everywhere, everywhere. I mean, so I'm convinced that they've agreed to something, and that's what's going on. So you folks in your own communities, you need to be on the lookout for this. I think this county that used to be a Republican county, used to be a quasi-rural county or an exurb county, I think that they have cut a deal with the federal government to build all this stuff. They really do. And, of course, they're not going to tell us till it's over. No. No, we can't tell them. Just do it. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
All right, let's take some calls. Rachel, XM Satellite. Listening on the Patriot, Oxford, Pennsylvania. I know exactly where that is. How are you, Rachel?
I'm very good, Mark. How are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. Good.
I'm calling just to say thank you for everything you do for us. I am a recently independent switch to Republican voter. I'm a small business owner, and on my way home every night, I listen to you, and there's nothing better than hearing your voice every night I get in my car to come home.
Aren't you sweet? That's very kind of you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I really do appreciate you. And I look forward to you every single night. I really do. I appreciate you, and I really love you. Thank you
so
much.
Well, you're great. Thank you, Rachel. Take care of yourself. It's not going to get better than that. Let's see if we go downhill from there. Let us go to Chad, Serious Patriot, Prescott, Arizona. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Just wanted to comment that they're doing the same thing with housing over here. There's about four or five different apartment complexes that have popped up out of nowhere.
Exactly.
The single-family homes that they are building are rentals for 55 and older, and they are jammed so close together that you could nearly borrow a cup of sugar from your neighbor.
You know what's amazing? That's exactly what's going on here. The ones they're building are rentals for 55 and over, and they're right next to each other. It's exactly the same thing that's happening here in my county. It's not by accident, is it, Chad?
Yeah, it just sounds like they... No, sir, they are...
Nope.
I'm thinking with these rentals, you know, they'll get the people in, they'll collect the money, and then move them out, and nobody will have property ownership anymore.
Well, I think this policy is underway big time. They're not building, you know, 20-foot skyscrapers out of brick anymore. They're building these four or five levels, some of them three levels. But they're definitely apartments. They're definitely tight. And even the townhouses are not big. They're small. They're tight. And they're all around. And all of a sudden, they pop out of nowhere. I'm going, where the hell did this come from? All of a sudden, a gas station pops up. All of a sudden, all these things are popping up, except single-family homes. Thank you for your call, Chad. Be on the lookout, folks. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers. The men and women, the freedom fighters in Taiwan and Ukraine, thank you. And most of all, you folks in the audience, God bless each and every one of you. You're great Americans, and I'll see you tomorrow.